The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Pop into Piper Gary's music class at Woodbrook Elementary School on a regular day, and this is what it may sound like.
All right, deep breath, here we go.
But recently, Mrs. Gary's third graders were treated to a different kind of music.
Those are Rwandan drums. Have you seen them before?
That's visiting teacher Pacifique Nyonsenga with his brother Patrick on the drums. They're here from Rwanda on a four-month trip to the U.S.
So, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you happy this morning?
Yes.
All right.
So this is actually Pacifique's third time in the U.S. visiting schools, so he knows how to handle a class of rowdy third graders, now anyway.
The first time it was like, oh my God, because it was hard for me to even just make them sit down and follow me because everybody want to touch me, everybody want to hug me. But this time, I'm getting used to it.
We are from a place called Kigali. Do you know Kigali? Do you know Rwanda? Do you know Africa?
Pacifique isn't really expecting these kids to know much about his country or its story.
They don't care what's happening in the world until those things happen to them. They are kids. They are innocent.
One, two, three, let's go!
Pacifique was an innocent himself back in 1994 when the Rwandan genocide began. It lasted only 100 days, but an estimated 800,000 people died. 2 years old at the time, Pacifique was separated from his father and siblings and left alone with a mother who was too shattered to care for herself, let alone him. For years afterwards, he lived on the streets of Kigali until a Canadian missionary took him in and helped put him through school.
After I finished my high school, I decided to pay forward.
He paid it forward by founding a nonprofit called the Neo Cultural Center and Art Gallery in Kigali. Here, 120 deeply impoverished street children learn the arts, painting, dancing, traditional drumming, and singing, like what you hear right now. Pacifique's hope is that these skills will help his kids earn a living and give them the confidence they'll need to tackle what lies ahead, whatever lies ahead.
To be able to serve and help 120 kids, you need money, you need people to help, you need everything.
You ready? All right.
So Pacifique is here in the U.S. to raise awareness and funds. In addition to his drums, he's brought boxes of original paintings to share and hopefully sell. He also brought this guy.
My name is Fred Mafijiri, but I go by Figgy.
Figgy is a full-time artist in Rwanda, and he's brought several of his eye-popping nature paintings here. Think parrots and elephants made of exploding rainbows.
What's that color called?
Orangish.
Today, Figgy's teaching a class of fifth graders to paint a convincing giraffe.
And I'm going to show you how we're going to mix them, right?
Back home in Rwanda, Figgy teaches lessons like this at Pacifique's Cultural Center. For the kids there, Figgy says, art is a kind of therapy.
I think it's supposed to help them live through this kind of, hard world, So art is a good thing.
You're going to want to wash your brush.
It's been a real learning experience for me.
That's Jim Respis, a sculptor based at the McGuffey Art Center here in Charlottesville. He's one of the many people who helped arrange this trip for Pacifique, Patrick, and Figgy. He's driving them around, making sure they eat, even hosting them in his home for a month while they're in Charlottesville.
I mean, I feel like I'm getting the best part of the whole deal because I get to hang out with these guys.
What do you hope students this age get from meeting Pacifique?
Ah, gosh. It humanizes the world in a way that looking at a map, looking at pictures, it doesn't work as well. And it normalizes what is a big, scary world.
Exactly. Can we do everything?
Yes!
Yeah!
At a time when support for foreign aid and trade seems pretty low in this country, and fear of foreigners seems pretty high, Pacifique's visit is a bright spot, reminding these kids here in Virginia that people from other places are still people, kind, funny, resilient, and with lots to offer for those who welcome them.
Yes! 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 Give me five, everybody! That was so cool!
I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.